Welcome to the Pata Martins podcast. My name is Céline Terranova. I'm an author and brand new podcaster here to help you in your creative career. This show is all about advice, support, and inspiration for performers, writers, musicians, and any kind of artist.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Pata Martins podcast, episode 14, the last episode of this season. Yes, I've decided to stop the season a little bit earlier than I had planned because I'm going to be very busy in the next couple of months and I want to have time to interview people and edit the episodes. But fear not, because for this last episode, I have great guests. I'm interviewing Montse Carrasco and Arif Alfaraz from the theater production company To Be Creative. But before that, as usual, the news. As I said, this is the last episode of the season. I'm planning on starting again in the spring of 2020. I think I'm going to record interviews in advance, as opposed to what I've done this season, to give myself a little bit more flexibility and time. I've had submissions from artists that I couldn't have on this season, so I will contact you guys next year for the next season. And if you are listening to this and would like to help contribute to this podcast, here's a few ways you could do it. You can still submit to be a guest. The link is still the same. I'll put it in the show notes. I'm looking for inspiring artists from anywhere and any field. If you have an interesting story, I want to hear from you. I'm also looking for a little bit of help with the technical aspects of the podcast. Editing, uploading, etc. So if you'd like to participate but would rather do something behind the scenes, let me know by writing an email at info@thepartimeartist.com. And then I'm also looking to collaborate with someone to revamp the music of the podcast. I would love to have an original tune or something different, a bit more professional maybe. So if you're interested, again, send me an email at info@thepartimeartist.com. Apart from the podcast, I have also very exciting news. I'll be at BristolCon on October 26th. I'll be giving a workshop that is all about helping writers carry on writing, keep their motivation, and finish their book, which is the most important. So basically, it's a writer's pep talk. And I'm also going to be on two panels, one called Let's Mess with the Laws of Physics, and the other one called Should Politicians Read More Science Fiction? So if you want to meet me, come to the convention. It's one of the nicest conventions I've done, and I was there last year, and it was awesome. So if you want to come to the workshop, you'll be able to meet me, to also buy my book, and get it signed. I hope to see you there. Another news, you might have seen it on my social media, I am doing NaNoWriMo again this year. For those who don't know, NaNoWriMo is a challenge where you have to write 50,000 words in 1 month, and it's a good start if you want to write the first draft of a book. I did the Pata Martins last year, and this will be my fifth year of doing NaNoWriMo, and my new book is the follow-up to the Pata Martins, and it's all about mental health for artists. The title is, at the moment, Happy Not Tortured. I've started releasing short videos about how to prepare for NaNoWriMo because it's such a difficult month. So if you want more information, if you think about doing it maybe too, check out my social media. I post on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And then finally, I have booked a course to become a mental health first aider. I've been meaning to do that for quite a while, and through the charity Mind, I've been able to do it for free, so I'm over the moon and ready to do it. I'm pretty sure that what I will learn there will influence a lot the content of my next book, and hopefully I'll also be able to get some of the knowledge into the podcast. So yeah, that's the end of my year, pretty much mapped out. In the next few months, I will also have to decide if I go back to having a full-time job for a while. I don't necessarily want to, but because this podcast is the Pata Martins, I have to be honest. I'm not currently making enough money to survive with just the business. It's getting better. My sales are definitely up and I'm really excited at the idea of giving more workshops and trainings and working in collaboration with theatres, but it's taking a little bit of time to just really take off. And in the meantime, I have to pay the bills, like all of you guys. So, well, like many guests I've had on this podcast, I might have to bite the bullet for a few months until I get enough contracts. You know, this year, it was really the year of taking the leap, doing something that I've been wanting to do for probably over 10 years. And I was kind of documenting the whole process. Next year, I think my plan is to make it sustainable, financially, and also with how much time and energy I put in a project. And I'm quite excited. You know, it's probably the biggest challenge of my life. And you know what? I'm glad you guys are part of the journey. And I hope that my personal story, and also as well as the stories of my guests, they have inspired you and helped you in your own path. So, right, that's all for the news. I think it's time for the interview. So today I am very lucky because I have not one but two guests, Monse and Arif from 2B Creatives. Hi, guys!
Hello!
Hello!
So if you can introduce yourself for the listeners.
So my name is Arif Alvarez. I'm from the north of Spain and I've been living in London for 5 years and this is my wonderland.
Hello, and I'm Monse. I'm from Barcelona, from Spain as well. And I've been in London, I've been living here for 4 years now. So yeah, here we are.
So let's start with you, Monse. You seem to have always been an artist, a creative person. Can you tell me a little bit about your journey from Barcelona to here?
Okay, I'll try to make the long story short. So I came to London just to improve my English first. I finished my degree in media and communication. And well, I think we all know how work situation is in Spain. So I decided to move to London, improve my English. And then I found a work in theatre. And I decided to stay here. I've always loved theatre, so yeah.
Yeah, I've seen on your website that you also liked everything that had to be with design and clothes because you thought you wanted to be a fashion designer. Is that still the case?
You know, it's something that I think it will always be there with me. I remember, as it's on our website, that when I was little, 6-7 years old, I just draw clothes and I loved doing that. So I think, I don't know, probably not now, but at some point it's something that is inside me and I would like to do maybe, I don't know, a course or a workshop.
Yeah, so it's still there. That's awesome. But now your big passion is theater. And how did that start? Was it already the case in Spain?
It started in Spain while I was studying at uni. Audiovisual media, it's like a degree where you do a bit of everything, but you don't focus on anything. So I started going to the theatre. I had a theatre blog with a friend, and I started as a theatre reviewer, as a critic, as a reviewer. So I used to go to see shows with that friend, and we used to do reviews for our website. So that's how it all started.
And now the blog has developed quite a lot because you go to the shows here in the West End and off West End, and you're very prolific. I'm always jealous because I see your Instagram and I see all these shows that you go and see. Now, probably a hard question. What's your favorite show of all of them?
Wow, yeah, that's a really hard question. Oof, I don't know if I could choose a show. If you ask me about musicals, I would say anything from Sondheim, mm-hmm. probably, or Company, or Gypsy, and also Calendar Girls is one of my favorite musical stories. If you ask me about a play, I remember that Oresteia that was done at the Trafalgar Studios, I think it was probably 2016, something like that. It was one of my favorite plays.
Wow, that's amazing to see how much culture in theater you have. And let's talk about your blog. How many times do you blog, let's say a month or a year?
Okay, so this is about honesty. I'm going to be really honest with you, as I'm always. It's been a while since I didn't update my blog, like, it's been probably a year now because personal stuff happened, so I had to stop, I had to go back to Spain, and I left it a bit quiet for a while, and we started with the theater company, so you know, your life changes and you've got other priorities. Mm-hmm. So I kind of left it behind, even if I didn't want it to. I kept going to see shows, I kept going to the theater, and I go pretty much weekly. But I didn't have had the time to actually review stuff. So my idea is, at least, let's see now with my new job and everything, that I have a bit more of time, at least to publish once a month, mm-hmm. to start with. And then if I could, I would.
Yeah, because I have interviewed a blogger before, and blogging takes way more time than I think people realize, because not only you have to go and see the shows, but you also have to make your review compelling. You have to really analyze what you've seen, how you feel about it, compare. So it takes a lot to be a blogger. So I completely understand that when you are busy with other stuff, and we are going to talk about that more in detail, you don't have the time to do this, because you want to do it properly. So I completely get that. Okay, so that's a little bit an overview about you. Let's talk about Arif. You also have a prolific career. How did it start?
1,000 years ago. Once upon a time. So I've always written stories. I've always worn clothes, like wearing mine. So since I was a child, I've always wanted to be an actor, a writer, a director, Indiana Jones. I wanted all of that. Yes. So it's been with me all my life. I studied drama in Spain. I did a master in performing arts. I did another one in costumes. And another one in film directing. As I told you, I'm old.
I would never say that.
It's because I drink a lot of water. And and now in the UK, I'm studying a master in writing. So I don't know. I've always loved to know more about everything and anything. And yeah, that's me.
I can see that. Now, I have a very hard question for you too. What do you prefer? Writing, acting, directing, designing?
While writing. While performing. While directing. So, no, it's true. It's just, I'm no one if I'm not an artist. And that sounds cheesy, but that's true. It's just true. I'm 24 hours an artist, you know what I mean? I'm writing and performing and doing everything all the time. So for me, it's just my life. I couldn't choose.
I see. No, I kind of get that, because we all have different projects and it's very difficult to choose between all of them. Now, you came to London. Was it for the same reasons as Monse, or was it just that you just wanted to be in London?
I just wanted to be in London. When I was a child, I used to listen just to English music, and I don't know, I was already in love with the city even before I came for the first time in 2008. And yeah, I'm in love with the city. It's just my home.
I get that. I mean, for me, it was Mary Poppins. That's the reason why I came to London.
Can I say it was Mamma Mia? A bit.
So we are all influenced by the culture, by the films.
Yes.
Now, Arif, on top of everything that you're doing, so at the moment you're doing this master in creative writing, but you also have created a YouTube channel in Wonderland with your boyfriend, Ricky. How did it start, and why did you start that on top of everything?
Great. When I went to Rome a few years ago, I've been there for 2 months to improve, well, to learn Italian. I started watching YouTube videos for the first time, really, like, and just fell in love as well. I fall in love with everything. I'm like that. And I fell in love with the idea of having a YouTube channel. And when I met Ricardo, I don't know, I told him this idea, and we work so well together. I don't know. It didn't take much time to decide, yes, we are going to do it. And the real idea behind is to change the world, which is the same idea that Monse and I have with to be creatives. So less than a month ago, we met Alex, the director of It Gets Better UK, which is a really nice project to support LGBTQ people and tell them, look, it will get better. I'm telling you this. And in America, it's massive. So here we've just become the ambassadors of It Gets Better UK. And we are actually doing already videos for them with celebrities, people from RuPaul Drag Race UK, contestants from Bake Off, to help the community and help everybody and ourselves too.
Yeah, I mean, I am subscribed to your channel. I have like the little bell every time you post a new video. I've seen you. All of that. And it's true, from the first video, you guys seem so natural on camera and you seem so motivated about what you do. So it's really, I would say, everyone who's listening to this, check it out. I'll put the link to the YouTube channel in the show notes, as usual. But check it out, because not only you will have a lot of subjects, things like LGBT, and you talked about coming out, and you talked about pride and things like that, but also all the videos about food, which make me want to eat as much. I mean, it's crazy. The you made a video about making pizza in Italy, and now I hate you because I want to go to Italy to eat pizza.
You know what? Yeah. We appeared last week, I believe it was, last week or 2 weeks ago, in Cooking Up a Fortune on Channel 4. It was just crazy cooking. So we love cooking as well. I'm Spanish and he's Italian, and it's just we cook all the time.
Yeah, I've watched that too. No, I'm not obsessed, I promise. But I've watched
that too. Thank you.
And I really wanted to eat everything that you made on that show, and I don't understand how you didn't win. So yeah, Channel 4.
Wow, thank bad judges. You. yeah, well, you have to go and see it online. You still can't do that.
Oh no, I just spoiled it. Damn.
It's fine. To be honest, we didn't want to win because it would be crazy, really. You had to cook for 100 people and it was like, no, we don't want to win, to be honest. But we had so much fun.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Well, let's talk about you two, your theatre production company, To Be Creatives. We've mentioned it a lot. So, first of all, what made you launch this project?
I think probably you remember how it was to
yes,
the time.
Yes.
I remember we were both working together at the same theater, and I remember Arif coming to me. We were kind of close, we got along very well, and I remember Arif coming to me and say, look, I wanna do this project. Do you wanna join? Do you wanna do that? I was like, yeah, of course.
Do you remember that it started with a play, not with a theatre company?
No, yeah, it
was like
with
a
play.
Sarah Kane play.
Yes, yes.
Like I wanted to direct, and I asked you to be the assistant director.
Yes.
In the end, we didn't do that play.
No, we'll do it.
But we've done so many more things, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fascinated because a lot of people I have interviewed in this season of the podcast, they had the idea while working one of their day job, and you guys were working in front of us. That's how we met, actually, because I was working in front of us with you. And while you are doing all these jobs, and sometimes it can be a bit repetitive and everything, you kind of talk with your colleagues and you have all these ideas, and maybe you can try to do that. And because you're not necessarily stimulated enough by the job, that's how you get all your best ideas, and you start doing all these crazy projects that you don't necessarily have time to do, because in front of us, at least, we work 6 days a week. So yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, about how you manage your time to do everything that you're doing.
We don't.
Yes, we don't. We try.
That's the reality. We try and we do our best. But our best is not the best we want to do. We want to perform. But it's just—it's never the moment. It will be never the right moment. So the moment is now, and sadly, now is like not perfection, but it's what it is, and we are happy.
Yes, yeah, that's the main theme, really.
Yeah, I mean, I completely get that, not having the time to do everything and a feeling that you're not necessarily doing the best you can do for a project. But how do you deal with these feelings of maybe, oh, I should do this, or I should do that, but in reality, you're so tired because you're working all the time and you have very little time to do your artistic project. So how do you deal with that, how you feel like that?
I think sometimes it's hard to deal with it, and it's kind of, we get, I think, frustrated with ourselves, because it's that feeling that we want to make the most of it and we want to give our 100%, but other things happen, work happens, we get sick, we need to travel for a reason, we don't have the same schedules. And sometimes we get angry to ourselves, not with the other person, mm-hmm. because we are like, oh, I want to give the best of me and I can't because I need to pay my rent and I need mm-hmm. to work.
But at least for us, for Monse and I, the most important thing since the very beginning, and is still the most important thing, is respect.
Yeah.
We respect each other so mm-hmm. much that if for whatever reason one cannot talk, or reply mm-hmm. a message or whatever, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, for I think it's our key
mm-hmm. yeah.
of our success, because we in a way, we are successing, is the word?
Yes, yeah.
And yeah.
No, I think that's a really good way of approaching it, because you both have your side projects on top of the production company, and I was actually, one of my questions was really about, don't you get frustrated when the other person is working on their own project instead of working on the production company?
No, because it actually helps mm-hmm. to be creatives anyway.
Yeah.
What Monse is doing with her Instagram, which is mm-hmm, great,
awesome.
Or what I'm doing with mine and YouTube channel with Ricky, those things help to be creative, marketing-wise,
mm-hmm.
Just even learning. We learn so much from what we do
yeah.
in our yeah. separate lives.
Even like Instagram, it will help our Instagram and
yeah,
creatives,
yeah.
anything
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that we do related to marketing, videos, online, social media, it will help the company as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's a great way of seeing it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for people who maybe are out there and they want to do a collaboration, but they're not sure how to approach it. It seems like there's really, as you said, respect between you two. And also you have the freedom to do whatever you want on the side of it. So it's not really, you know, suffocating, just having, we have one project and we have to concentrate.
No, because to be creatives, it's a life project.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't say, all right, in 3 years, we, of course we planned,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like, has to be this. No, it's like a life project. So we know that maybe this year we cannot work so much, but next year we are going to work more,
mm-hmm.
or maybe this month Monse can work more than myself, but next month I will work more, you know what I mean? So, no.
It's so important that we both work on the same direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we understand, respect each other, like, a lot.
Yeah.
We don't even need to talk.
No.
Sometimes, and we know
yes.
what we want to do. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's kind of key. For
yeah.
for the success as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see that. And did you think at the very beginning when you created the production company, did you think, oh, it's definitely going to be in London, or maybe we're going to also have projects back home in Spain?
We knew from the very beginning that we were going to be everywhere.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we are living in London, and London is the place to start,
mm-hmm.
but not just even Spain, Italy, Europe, wherever,
mm-hmm.
around the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You have global domination plans.
Of course, that's why we are learning all the languages in the world.
Yes.
And so far with To Be Creatives, you have put some plays on. You have been in Camden Fringe,
yes.
Exactly. So what are your future projects? Maybe not world domination just quite yet, but maybe
not
the
yet.
Next one.
Well, next year, right?
Yeah. So for now, I would say, so 2 years ago, we did the Edinburgh Fringe with a draft of the play that we took to the Camden Fringe this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, well, we did this play at the Camden Fringe, but we don't want to end it there. So we are working on workshops. The play was a contemporary version of a Greek tragedy, of the Greek tragedies Orestes and Electra. So we want to create, we are creating a workshop around that play to take it to schools, to universities, to drama schools, because we think that from our experience, other people might be at the same place. So we want to help each other, as you're doing, explain the good things, the bad things, how can we cope with working, living your dream.
Because one of the main themes of the play is mental health and suicide and all that. So yeah, we want to go everywhere with that play.
Yeah.
And the next two plays, because next two, you know what I'm saying? the next one is it will be translation from a very nice Spanish play by a woman. It's a feminist play, as we are, by the way.
Yes.
And it will be for women and a man, I believe.
Yes.
We're not sure yet, but yeah, more or less. I'm translating it, and the following one is a play I'm writing in my MA right now. I know the title already, which is We Are All Women. And it's not just about feminism, but it's about gender and, yeah, that it shouldn't exist, basically. Gender. Yeah, that's what we are going to do.
So from what I can tell, from the kind of things that you're producing, not only you are looking into the artistic side of it, but you also are looking into the message that you are giving. Is it what you wanted from the beginning for to be creatives?
Yes, I think from the very beginning when we talk about it, we, of course, we love like a play, a musical, to have fun. But what we love the most is to give something else, to give just...
To help
the people, and the people that come and see our show, we want them to talk about it afterwards. We want to help other people that might find themselves in the same situations as the characters. We want to fight against
everything bad. We want to change the world.
Yes.
For the better, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course. And do you plan on doing that to the point where you're going to be able to earn enough money to survive with the To Be Creatives? Or is it always planned to be a side project?
We would love To Be Creative to be our full-time life
And we know project. That it will be. But that's what we said before. It's a life project. So we don't want to stress ourselves. We have already enough stress because life is stressing, because you need to work to pay your bills, blah, 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 blah. So we try to surround ourselves with the best people in the world. Our mentor is Michael Grandage. We knocked on his door and he opened it, and that's...
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
That's very, very nice. If you don't know who Michael Grandage is, I mean, he's the director of Frozen, the musical in Broadway and here, but he's done so many great plays for the last 20 years or so, more or less.
He's got his company as well.
Is it like a big, big theatre company here in the UK? And... yeah, step by step.
You know what? I'm really fascinated by the fact that you two, you were not living in London like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You came and you build your contacts little by little. Obviously, working in front of us helped, but also it also comes to the point where you have to also ask people. And someone like Michael Grandage is not necessarily the most accessible person. I have met him and he's not really that accessible. But you just took the first step and asked for help and asked for people's, you know, places to help, places to rehearse and things like that. So do you think that's the strategy that you have and it's working, and this is something that you would recommend for other people?
If we had to give advice, we are no one to do that, but if we had to, it would be leave fear on the side, because doesn't help at all. Fear doesn't help. for anything, nothing at all, leave it on the side and just do it. This is like a Nike advertisement right now.
I am not sponsored by Nike, but if Nike listens to it, I would love to be sponsored by them.
And, you know, I would also say as well, which sounds a bit typical as well, but be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people are going to like it if you're yourself, yes, and you're passionate about it. Mm.
I love that, because you don't need to kind of imitate the people who are in the West End, you know, with British classic training and things like that. They are there and they are doing it perfectly themselves. But if you're not that person, you don't have to not be yourself and just like imitate someone else. You can be yourself and it's going to work and it's going to feel more genuine, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It takes time to learn that. At the beginning, I want to be British. You know, when I came here, I thought it was the way to get where I wanted. And after a few years, I realized that it was going to be, first of all, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And second, it's just, it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. And I'm so much happier right now. Like, I'm free. You know, I when I say I mean we.
Yes.
We are ourselves all the time. And that helps so much.
Yes.
And have you found out that the people who worked with you were in kind of the same vibe? They were coming from all over the place and they were in the same kind of want to just try something and want to be themselves? Or was it really more that you worked with British people? I'm really curious.
I think it's been a bit of everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything. For us, the most important thing when we mm-hmm. try to contact anybody... Mm-hmm. Is really, that's going to sound mm-hmm. so cheesy, and maybe you don't even going to believe it, but it's true.
It's true.
We don't care, and I'm doing these like, how you say this?
Air quotes.
Okay. We want good people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about talent.
Yes.
We don't believe, and we believe at the same time in talent. But really, talent is nothing if you are not a good person. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, you are going to spend a lot of time with us and us with you. So we don't care about that, really.
We honestly want people that are passionate about what they do.
Hard workers.
That even if they are not the best at what they do, they will give their best.
Because we are not the best.
We are not.
Hello. But we will be. The thing is... You don't. I believe that you don't have to compare yourself with anybody. You need to be the best version of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and is what we try to do all the time.
And it's what we want from the people that we work with.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very inspiring. Absolutely. Now, my last question would be, if you had one piece of advice to give to someone who's listening to this and they want to do something similar, maybe create a theatre company where they are, or maybe move to a different country to go into their dream, what would be your best piece of advice? Let's start with Monse.
Okay, I think... I know this one, and I think Arif will agree with me. Just do it if you really want to do it, and if you're gonna do it with someone, like with create the theater company, it has to be the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You can be friends with loads of people, but that doesn't mean that you can work well with that
mm-hmm.
people.
That's very true. We complete each other. Like crazy.
Yes.
It's just I'm the worst with almost everything. And it's so good to have Monse by my side.
When it comes to organization.
It's just organization, media, all that. It's just
and
I'm the crazy one. It's like I'm the one saying, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's great at writing,
which
I'm not that good.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, you're better than me. So you are, I think respect, first of all, and that we enjoy different things and we learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do this with everyone. I had a previous experience with someone else and we didn't match our ways of working, and that's what it didn't make it work. It wasn't that respect. It wasn't, we didn't have that understanding about each other's life.
Mm-hmm.
And after that experience, I wouldn't do it if I wasn't sure that the other person is the right person to do it.
Is it like a gut feeling that you have that you're going to be able to work with that person?
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. I think
for us, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure if we've talked about that, but for me, it was.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, I remember telling my best friend, like, this is the right person. I know that. And we haven't known each other for that long.
No, it was probably like...
maybe 6 months or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You just feel it. We are feelers. I don't know. My advice.
Yes.
Well, I said it before. So fear. Just leave fear on the side. Doesn't help. Mm-hmm. To anything. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yes, go for it.
And if someone wants to put themselves out there like you do with your YouTube, it kind of takes quite a lot of confidence to do that. Where should they start?
Closing their eyes and doing it. I'm serious about this, really.
Yeah.
Many, many, many times I'm afraid of everything all the time. But I just like, Arif, close your eyes and do it. And I say this to myself, and this is true.
Yeah.
And it works.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I think I should start to say that. Just before you take the leap, just, you know, close your eyes and do it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where can the listeners find you if they are interested in knowing more?
So they can find us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
No, like Twitter, Instagram, @to_becreative. And then on Facebook, /to_becreative. We have a website, tobecreatives.com, that it will change soon.
To
becreativeproductions.com.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm saying this. It's probably that will be the new website address.
I see.
When people listen to that. And yeah.
And yours?
Yeah, well, we've got our personal projects as well. Mm-hmm. I've got that blog that I wanna do reviews, and I'm also working on my Instagram, travel and food Instagram, @MonsterSheridan. Everything's there.
And myself, you can follow me on Instagram in Arif Alfaraz. This is my writer's Instagram, and in Wonderland, which is @in_Wonderland_Arif_Ricky. And that's it. Right?
Don't worry, I will put all the links so people click on it directly.
You see, I'm so bad at this. Is what I meant before. I don't even remember this.
Your social media.
I promise I don't.
I
Well, thank you for both of you. It was an awesome interview. I'm really, really happy. That was the last one of the season. I think that it was really the best interview to get at the end of the season. And listeners, it's been a blast to have talked to you and interviewed people for you for the past 6 months. And I will see you in 2020 for season 2. Thank you for listening to the Pata Matis podcast. If you want more advice and inspiration, head to the website thepartumartistinoneword.com, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show.